Yes, most definitely. You can see that because basically everybody on our defense is an NFL prospect. So, yeah, I think you could take the whole Ohio State defense, put them on the NFL team, and you could win a Super Bowl like that, for sure.
What is it that you think translates best about your game? I mean, obviously, people are high on you. Is it your speed? Is it your ball skill? Your size? What is it that's going to make you a good NFL player?
Just my press man cover skills. That's something in the NFL that's really, really important, to be a physical guy at the line of scrimmage and be able to take receivers off their path. And that's something I do better than anybody, in my opinion. And my press technique is, to me, better than everybody out there. So that's the main thing I do. I'm a physical guy, and I'm going to get up on receivers and, you know, impact that. Yes, for sure. Guys like Coach Combs and Coach Ash, they definitely helped prepare me to for this next level. That's why I came out early, because I feel like everything they helped me with is preparing me for the next level as far as techniques, as far as going against the best every day, like, you know, guys like Michael Thomas, you know, Braxton, you know, great athletes like that, you know, going against those guys and doing well against them, I think that can translate in the NFL as well. I mean, there's a couple of things I need to work on, of course. You know, as a corner, there's always stuff you need to work on with your footwork, just with your hand placement. That's something I'm definitely been watching film on, just making sure my hands are always in the right place and making sure I don't get flags unnecessarily.
Mackenzie Alexander, podium A.
That would be nice. I mean, any place would be a blessing for sure. In Pittsburgh, they've always been they always had a great history of, you know, great defense and great secondaries, and that's something I think I can fit in well with, for sure. Oh, yeah. Yes, just physicality, man. Just being able to come up and, you know, impact the run game, being able to hit, being able to be physical out there, just being a great athlete and just playing with that confidence and that chip on the shoulder. Oh, the Steelers? Yeah, I talked to a couple guys from the Steelers, yes. The Tampa Bay Bucks? No.
Coach Holmes' son coaches the Bengals. I don't know if it happened to him.
Right, I know that. Oh, man, Coach Combs is one of my favorite coaches, so I only can imagine how his son is, you know, a younger guy, probably has a little bit more energy, so that would be fun as well, you know, getting coached by somebody like that. That would be crazy. That's, like, unheard of. I think it's a great legacy, and it's an ongoing type of thing. Hopefully I'm not the last guy from Eastern, especially a corner, to be in this platform. So it's a great legacy. I'm just trying to keep it going.
Who is the most challenging receiver you've covered at
Ohio State? Oh, definitely Mike Thomas, easily, of course. I mean, he'll tell you that too. So we've had our battles, especially in, you know, one-on-ones, when we always, you know, going against each other, sometimes even getting to, you know, a little bit of fights afterwards, you know. But it was a great time, and he helped me get better. I helped him get better. Just my preparation. I know how good I am. I know just from watching film of myself and just going out there and competing at a high level with guys that you see on at this platform. I mean, I do well against the top receivers, and that's where my confidence comes from. Toughest opponent? I'll say probably Alabama. Amari Cooper was probably the toughest receiver I ever went against as far as quickness and his speed and how he set up people in his routes. It took me a couple of days. It really took me like about a week to just talk to my family, talk to some friends, former teammates that were in the same position as I was. And I definitely got some nice feedback. And it was a pretty confident decision that I made when I gathered all the necessary information. I do. I mean, you can't have any regrets. You can't look back. You just got to, you know, go 100% with it when you make a decision. Oh, yes, all the time. I'll say Darrell Revis is one of my favorites. Tremaine Johnson from the Rams is really good. He's a taller guy. You know, Aqib Talib, Patrick Peterson, corners like that. You know, I kind of, you know, pattern my game after those guys. I think I'm a corner that can do it all. You know, at Ohio State, I was more of a press corner, but at times we had to play off and, you know, bail and have to play zone. I think I could do that pretty good as well. I would say definitely after the Alabama game. I like the way I went against their receivers. They had some pretty highly touted receivers, and I definitely did my best against them, and I played pretty well. I held them, you know, under their average numbers for sure. And after that, I kind of just was like, you know what, I'm going to continue to work even harder and try to get, you know, and try to be one of the best press corners I could be and be the best at my craft. I mean, you have to be. Anytime you're going against these great receivers, these great athletes, you got to have, like, a chip on your shoulder. And sometimes you're going to get beat. It happens. But you just got to, you know, move on and just go to the next play and just try to get them the next play and get even feistier and more chippy. I mean, it starts with preparation. You got to have the right preparation. You know, if you're not prepared to go out there and play to your best of your ability, you're not going to have that confidence. So when you prepare the way you're supposed to do with the film work and everything and practice well, I mean, you go out there, you can play free, you can play fun. Well, Von Bell, of course, has probably the best range out of any safety in the draft. And he's a short tackler. He's a great open field type of tackler. And he's very smart. He can read offenses and see what they're going to do. And then Tyvus is a real smart guy as well. He's a taller, more long guy than Von. And he's very physical as well when he's covering tight ends and things like that. He could tackle. So, I mean, those guys can do it all. They can do it all. And that's why, you know, they're highly touted prospects right now, and they're doing well. Vaughn was the free safety. Yes, sir. I mean, he's a prototypical NFL receiver. He has all the tools. He's a physical guy. He's big. You know, he can do it all. He can run routes. He's a tough guy. He has a crazy catch radius. I mean, wherever you throw the ball, he's going to go get it. So, I mean, he's a guy that in the red zone, he's going to be a problem for teams.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you know.